from an old pro, an old hand at this, to a newcomer. First time telling a story anyway, but she's been here for quite a few months. Kate Freeman, final up.
Hi, I'm Kate. I have a twin sister, mostly identical. It's one of the first things I tell people when I have a lack of conversation with someone, which happens a lot for me. She's my go-to topic, always has been. We'd go to parties in high school, and I'd be like, hey, have you guys seen my sister? I'm looking for her. That was like my topic conversation. But anyway, a lot of people, when I tell them I'm a twin, they get kind of excited. Different reactions occur. One of the questions I get is, what is it like? And my favorite is, do you guys have like super special powers like those kids in Escape to Witch Mountain? Sadly, no. We did make-believe a lot that we did have special powers, but sadly, no. I have no idea where she is right now, what she's doing. She might be driving, but that's only because I talked to her earlier today. Point is, so I have a twin, a beautiful, wonderful twin sister, and to answer the first question that people tell me, what's it like being a twin, I tell them that I love my twin, love her to death, but I did not like being a twin. Let me start from an earlier point. When we were growing up, our mother neglected to inform us that we are twins, or that being a twin was unique. So we kind of showed up on the first day of kindergarten, oblivious to this fact. And we just thought it was really cool that we got to wear those giant pins with the first letter of our name on them. Like, literally giant pin with like little caricatures on it. K and J. Her name is Jen, by the way. And our teacher asked us how we liked being a twin, and we kind of didn't answer her because we didn't know what a twin was. We didn't know how to answer. We just played with our Crayola crayons. while individuals or people normally come into this world as human beings, as separate human beings, and they have to then learn intimacy. Whereas my sister and I, we came into the world like many twins do, with intimacy, and then had to learn to be separate individuals. It was a very long process, and it was a big struggle because of no fault of other people. There's this inherent tendency to compare us all the time, constantly. And up until a certain age, we looked a lot alike. We did. We would switch places. We would switch name tags when there were subs. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But a phenomenon would occur when we were together is that people would stand in front of us and then start darting their eyes and heads back and forth. Yeah. Kind of like one of those pictures you have in the Highlights magazine where you have to pick out the 10 differences. Between the two pictures. And this phenomenon still goes on to this day. It's just they back and forth, and I kind of still want to punch people when they do that, but but it's something that everyone does. Let me take this opportunity to say that my sister and I are not at all alike. Personality-wise, we are two completely different people, and always have been. She was definitely an extrovert. She was always out having, it's easy for her to make friends, where I was really happy, especially in school at lunchtime, to obsess about Harry Potter in the library, or Neopets. Where she would spend the entire lunch hour with the cool kids on the monkey bars. So as you can see, she had a large circle of friends, talked to a lot of people, had a lot of presence. So it naturally would occur that that people would think I was her. So my nickname in high school was Jen. It's true, because I would get a haircut, and people like, Jen, your hair looks so great, that's fantastic, and I'm like, thank you, I felt good about myself, because, you know, people are talking to me, and then when this happened 6 months later, the same reaction, I was like, something wrong with this. There came to a point in my life where I really wanted to be different from my sister. I tried really hard to be completely different from her. I found my own group of friends, found my own style. I kind of became a weird punk where my outfits were devoid of color, but in the end ended up looking like Kim Possible. My favorite outfit was the green pants and a black shirt. So, I mean, I had my own style. I had everything. I mean, mind you, it was middle school. I had braces. I had glasses. She didn't. It was a weird thing. But I tried really hard to be different from her. But people that knew us, strangers, acquaintances, everyone, kept trying to pull us back together. It didn't matter how hard I tried to be different from her, the one day that I would have to go to church and dress up and wear a nice dress, that was probably my sister's because we, you know, raided each other's closets, was that they would point out that I looked a lot like Jen that day, which for me, that was very, they didn't realize at the time, but it was very damaging for me. And what I didn't realize at the time is that all this comparison that really hurt me as a person, and the person that did the hurting was me, myself, because I was convinced that she was prettier and better and smarter, despite all my efforts to be an independent person. However, I didn't realize, in retrospect, years later, talking to my sister, that she felt the same way. Whereas I felt that she was prettier than me, she felt that she was inadequate because she was less smart than I was. I got good grades. I was better at certain things, but we constantly compared ourselves to each other, which was not constructive for either of us. And the only way that we could find a way to find our independence was distance. Distance and time and context. I went halfway across the world to Germany. I spent a couple of years there. And we spent a lot of time apart. We didn't talk, do anything. And then when I came back, we ended up being much more alike and a lot closer than we were originally. And I think this was because I was finally on the road to knowing and loving who I was as an independent person from her. And through this journey of finding my individuality, through my dependence and quest for independence, through her, that I found out who I was, and I'm now the person sitting in front of you today.
Thanks, Kate. I don't know, any other twins in here? Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, are they here? Oh!